Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the Real Time. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Again, be involved, be engaged, right? I mean, seriously, don't just read the Twitter feeds or the Facebook, whatever it is you're getting your news from. Don't just do that. Go get the information on your own. Do some digging, do some searching, make sure that you're part of the solution and not part of the problem. Because that's what happens. You become part of the problem when you just spew the rumors. Because they are just rumors on somebody's tweets you're getting and other information you're getting. So, I don't know, some of you woke up this morning or rolled out of bed and turned the TV on right down there in your kitchen, getting your cup of coffee and choking on your bagel because you happen to stop, you know, on what is it, CNET or whatever it's called. Not CNET, C-SPAN. And here you see the attorney for the Democrats, who hadn't been there that long to begin with, hasn't been working with them or being with them for long periods of time. And I sit there and get the biggest kick out of this. Because you talk about, I was telling Kimberly in the last hour, about how you can see the partisanship. And when you, and I know that's nothing new to say, but you know, I've always said that when you tell a story to 20 people, show a movie, show a scene, show a crash scene to 20 people in a room, ask them to write down what they saw. Right? You're going to get 18 different versions at least. And not that they're lying or wanted it, it's just the way it is. Apparently it's human nature of some kind. Now, Mr. Goldman, who is a Democrat lawyer, was running down a list trying to tie this thing up into a neat bow for them, although he did a lousy job. He said there were no hindrances to witnesses for Republicans. Think of that. How many times were, first of all, they wouldn't allow the witnesses to come in, right? The Democrats. Schiff would not even call them. He wouldn't put subpoenas out for them. And even though the Republicans asked for them. So that's a lie. Somebody needs to call that out later on. They need to put a whiteboard up or put up a board, maybe on Fox, as they're the other ones that would carry it, and say, look, this attorney lied. Let me show you. Let me show you what happened inside the committee meeting. He went on to say, after witnesses said that there were no quid pro quo. Remember that beautiful scene where they were asked, did any of you see anything in the transcript that leads you to believe that there was quid pro quo? And nobody raised their hand. Remember? Then he went on to say there was no stifling of substantive questioning asked by Republicans. How many times did you see Schiff stop, especially Jordan, from asking questions? So another lie. I mean, there's three right there. They said that President Zelensky, even though Zelensky said there was, you know, no pressure, they said he was pressured. So now they've got this crystal ball that tells them when somebody's lying. Now they can decide what's right, what's wrong, what's real, what's truth, what's not. That should scare you enough. And then they said the president was stopping them from looking into the 2016 corruption at the Russian level, when Mueller said that there was no corruption at the Russian level. There was nothing there for him. Or he would have stepped out, he would have made recommendations. And then President Trump says, hey, you said you were going to clean up to Zelensky. You said you were going to root out the corruption. You're going to clean up. You're going to drain your swamp. I want you to do it. But they didn't see it that way at all. That was a whole different conversation, according to them. So they really don't want it fixed. They need to create, I said this earlier, Barr, the reason they tried to rip apart Barr so much in the early days, the reason they kept trying to discredit him is because of this, exactly because of what's going on now. Because it's going to go further. Dunham and the rest of them, this is going to go further than this. The IG's report was too softball. It didn't really, even though it in places it talked about how the information wasn't correct. Well, why would the FBI move forward, tell the FISA judge that it was correct, that it did trust it? Brennan lied, flat out lied. We saw that as well. Right? Brennan lied to Trey Gowdy. Remember when Trey Gowdy kept asking him about the FISA warrant? And did they use the dossier? He said no, they didn't need to. I mean, Brennan lied to him 3 or 4 times just to Trey alone. In an exchange of words. And then remember Comey? We didn't use spies. Well, according to the report, they did use spies. So when does somebody go to jail for this? When does somebody get brought up? I mean, look at how many people have gone to jail or been brought up on charges of lying to the government? Now, the IG outlined in his report today, too. Hundreds of issues with this with the original investigation. Let's see who gets, I don't know. Let's see who gets arrested. Who gets charged with anything at all. I think it's going to be tough. Right? They were out on the fact that Carter Page, who worked for the president, was a Russian agent. Everybody's a Russian agent nowadays. But anyway, he was a Russian agent. And he was that close to the president. How dare he? I can't believe it. What did we find out today? No, they never believed he was. They never really believed he was. Talk about Durham's disagreement on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Site. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving generating an unbelievable amount, I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
He was a famous trumpet man from Chicago.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, seriously, when I say text me, you know, you can always email me too. It's a lot easier. Joe@therealside.com, Joe@therealside.com, or if you really feel like you have to text me during the breaks, that's fine too. Just can't get to them as fast. Anyway, so text, tweet, get involved, get engaged, figure out what you're doing, figure out what you're talking about. That always helps. We're talking about the, I don't know, what do you want to call it today? The IG's report and that fiasco that they're trying to call a committee? An impeachment committee? I don't think so. Anyway, this is my personal opinion. But when you look at everything that's going on and you're listening to the same evidence, you're both sitting there. And
And it said in plain, simple English, it was simply my perception that there was a quid pro quo, even though the president said he didn't want any part of it. But I still brought it up. I still brought it up as part of what I believe to be. It's nuts. We don't go by the actions anymore. Now we go by what we think. The Dems are really good at that lately. Everything is about what they think. So let's go over what happened today. Let's try to make some sense out of it. Not that you will. I don't think anybody really can, right? So no matter what the House Democrats may claim, and no matter how many times they try to change their story, they can't run away from the facts. They are what they are. So you can chalk up today as another lost day for Congress. No way. As the Democrat leaders scramble, that they're trying to justify what they all scraped together. Right? And then on top of that, they're trying to show us what they're going to do next year. I mean, so they've been beat on, right? The right has been beating on them bad, saying, look, you've been doing this impeachment forever. What legislation have you pushed through? What did you get on the books? What did you get on the table? What are you trying to get pushed through? The gun laws ones aren't going to fly because they're way too restrictive. That's number one. And then they tried to push through a bill that would keep states, that would take states' rights away from them. When it came to voter ID laws, that kind of thing. State has a right to put in place how votes take place. Now they want to pass a law to take that away, even though they be bucking the Constitution. Funny how that is, too. When they buck the Constitution, it's fine, because they're smarter than we are. Haven't you figured that out yet? They're a lot smarter than we are. And that's why they think they have a right to change things as they go. But when you think about it again, they have thrown all the legislative priorities right out the window this year. What have they got accomplished? Somebody send me a list. No matter how hard they try to spin their narrative, make it look like they're cranking away, right? Even just kind of changed the argument. I think they've heard people say that they spent 3 years pushing Russian collusion, that the president colluded with Russia. Mueller couldn't come up with anything in that lines. And now, what do we get? 8 words from a conversation, from a phone conversation. Tell me they haven't been trying to do this since day one. I mean, we got proof they've been trying to do it even before he took the oath of office. Somebody said that, 3 minutes after we found out, or the next day, 3 minutes after we was official that he won, I think it was the New York Times came out and said, now the impeachment begins. Now, no matter why they said it or how they said it, it was so true, wasn't it? Right on. But the harder they spin, the better he does. They don't realize how crazy they look. Well, maybe they do. Maybe they don't care. And the facts haven't changed at all, right? And that's bad news for these people. Big bad news, right? There's no evidence of wrongdoing by the president. Despite weeks of hearings, Democrats have not produced a single piece of evidence showing that the President Trump committed any criminal impeachment or impeachable offense. Even the scholars wouldn't say that there was an impeachable offense. Now, their opinions were there. The one scholar, the guy from Harvard, which they should take his license to practice law and teach away from him, tweets are impeachable offenses now. I wonder what the standard is for that tweet, though. What does it have to be? What does it have to say? What does it have to encompass? The new Ukraine has said that there was no pressure. President Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials, right, they've explained repeatedly. But somehow the Democrats have this crystal ball that tell you what was going through their heads of the Ukrainian president and others and what their real motivation was. So the president of Ukraine apparently is a liar, has no integrity, can't be trusted. That's what they're saying. They went on to say the lethal aid to Ukraine wouldn't even exist without President... Well, they didn't, so we're saying that. Without President Trump, really? For all the Democrats, you know, they're posturing about national security, how the aid was a problem, but it was President Trump who made the decision to provide Ukraine with lethal aid. Remember, Obama didn't want to do it. They were begging him for years for help, and he wouldn't give them the help. Because he was afraid he was going to tee off Putin. So who's Putin's friend? I'm confused. This is unfair. It's unprecedented impeachment stunt. House Democrats have continually broken with precedent and procedure, how they've done things in the past and other impeachments. This is a totally unfair investigation the way they're running it. And the reason they're doing it is to create a distraction, create noise so nobody will really pay attention to the IG report. And they've changed the story so many times. What are they accusing him? I would love to know for them to go back and show me originally what they were digging at and what they're accusing him of today. Which is it? Hard to keep up with them all. I gave up a long time ago. And American family is going to sit there once this goes down in flames. Many Americans are going to sit back and go, what was this all for? What exactly did this man do that sold us down the river? And I was thinking today about how with Iran, remember when Iran was, we were waiting for them to let some of the hostages go? Right, some of the prisoners that they had. And for some odd reason, they were being held up on the tarmac. Remember that? But nobody could really tell you why they were being held up. There were some things being worked out. And then two pallets of cash land on the tarmac in Iran. And the next thing you know, these guys are free. One has nothing to do with the other, I'm sure. Joe Mattini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump reacting to the Inspector General's report calling some of the findings regarding FBI misconduct a disgrace. The report finds no bias, but plenty of misconduct at the hands of some FBI agents, led by former Director James Comey, who Trump fired. The IG, Michael Horowitz, taking almost 2 years to do his investigation, 200 witnesses interviewed, and an almost 500-page report issued. But the U.S. attorney looking into these matters, John Durham, releasing a statement saying he disagrees with some of the conclusions. Durham writing, "Based on the evidence collected to date and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions." Now, Durham has the power to prosecute people for criminal activity that took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
I love that line coming back in. The only fog, Nancy, is what's going on between your ears, lady. Seriously. Have you heard yourself? You should go back and somebody should put a montage of her videos together and send them to her with a note that says, "Please translate." 855 Real Joe. Love to hear what you have to say about what went down today. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about this. I wouldn't even call it a witch hunt. I don't know what they're doing. They're killing time, distracting, hoping to take over. I heard some rumors the other day. I don't know how true they are. They were looking to take out Pence at the same time. That would leave you with President Pelosi. If that doesn't scare you, nothing will. You are a person of steel and low integrity. What can I tell you? And the Dems keep changing their story. So you really don't know what they're impeaching for until they actually take the vote to impeach, right? But I get in there. So sometimes I turn it on. I get into it. I'm coming in on the, what do they call it, the procedural portion where they're deciding on the vote and how to vote and how to table something, all that stuff. I'm familiar with it, but I don't follow it. I just go, okay, I'll come back later when you're actually doing something. Anyhow. And, you know, they've changed their story all the way along, like I was saying. I mean, we went from total 100% Russian collusion. He's a Russian agent. He's working for the Ruskies, as they used to say. And now he's withholding support and help from the Ukrainians. So they spent all that money and time for nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, can you imagine if they actually had worked all that time? Well, that's kind of scary to think that they worked that much. What could have been accomplished? Right, what the House Democrats could have actually made happen so they could come back to the American people and go, look, we can't stand him. We think he's wrong. We don't think he should be your president. Here's the bills we put in front of him, and here's why we think he ought to have signed them. Now, they're going to tell you they put a whole bunch in front of him, but really, if you go through the bills, they're non-starters, not even for some of their own people. Continue on with the lying? That's easy. You can go down the whole list of stuff. Look at Brendan. He lied to Trey Gowdy about using the FISA warrant. Or what he used for the FISA warrant. when he was specifically asked if he used the Steele dossier, he said no. Comey said they didn't use spies. And what did we hear in the testimony? They used spies. And then again, as I said earlier, the IG outlined over 100 of issues where the FBI was wrong, where they did the job wrong, where they actually may even have broken the law. I hope there'll be indictments on all of those. Hoping. You never know what'll happen. But then what we heard earlier was that John Durham, the U.S. attorney, he's disputing the conclusions made in the IG report. You know, and I got to tell you something. Durham, if anybody knows him, get in touch with him. Tell him he needs a new headshot. You're scaring the kids, dude. Seriously. Department of Justice's Inspector General Michael Horowitz, he released the FISA application report. Now remember, he wasn't looking for a whole bunch of stuff. He was strictly looking at the FISA application, how it came about. Now, he detailed the reasoning for the FBI spying on the Trump campaign. The Department of Justice Office of Inspector General understood the review. Their job was to simply examine certain actions by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the department during the FBI investigation of this. That opened on July 31st in 2016. Think about it. They call it Crossfire Hurricane. Oh. They were looking at the Trump for President campaign to see how they were coordinating, to see how. Not to see if, but to see how they were coordinating with Russia. It's really scary. Now, for reasons unknown, the Inspector General claims that the state at the start of the investigation was justified. However, he also admits that there was extreme bias against the candidate, Donald Trump. This kind of lax vetting would have never been accepted by Democrats. Think about it. If this was the other way around, they wouldn't have gone for this in a heartbeat. They would have been screaming. They would have been pouring this information out everywhere. We didn't find documentary or testimony evidence that political bias or improper motivations influence the decisions. Well, of course not. What are you going to have the people you've caught, the people you've, you know, shown what their phones say? You think they're going to come out now and say, I'm sorry, we did do that. Really? Because if you think that, you know, seriously, I got swampland I want to sell you. Shortly after the report was released, U.S. Attorney John Durham, released a rare statement. This never happens. Saying that his investigation does not coincide with the main conclusions of the IG report. He's doing his own. I have the utmost respect for the mission of the Office of Inspector General and the comprehensive work that they do and they went into in this particular report. He says, I have respect for Mr. Horowitz and his staff. However, our investigation is not limited to developing information from within. Our investigation has included developing information from other persons, other entities, both in the U.S. and outside the U.S. This is what I was saying earlier about Barr having to leave the country himself, going to other countries himself, because he had nobody he could trust. Anyway, he said, our investigation has included developing information from other persons and entities based on the evidence collected to date. And while our investigation is still ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General we don't agree with some of the report conclusions. Right? I mean, seriously, how they pulled it all together. Attorney General Barr will also release a statement of his own. He's going to shred the FBI for their reasoning on why they started the investigation. So now you're going to pit the Inspector General against the AG and other agencies, really. I don't know, guys. You look at this, you have to stop and think about it. When you think about what was in these reports, how they got the information, who they got it from, how they pulled it together. Right? He continued defending the President Trump. He says also claimed that from its inception, the evidence produced by the investigation was consistently exculpatory. But let's go back to the beginning, right? Let's go back to when Barr was being harassed, interrogated, right? They had to try to tear him apart from that day because they knew they weren't going to be able to stop him. They knew what he was going to do. They knew that he had the guts, that he had the energy, he had the wherewithal to make this happen. Whether you agree with it or not. Let's go with Ed out of Washington. Ed, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, real quick, Black. In regards to this Inspector General's report, you know, everyone in any kind of decision is going to, you're not going to find both sides happy. Okay, I understand
sure.
that. That's
sure.
not my problem. My problem is, why is this person being on a government payroll to give out this report when it's not correct and accurate? That's his job. Why isn't he be taken to task and find out what exactly does he think his job is supposed to be there, if not to give a precise and coherent report that shows the conclusion of the evidence?
Right.
I don't understand why we are allowing these people to take money out of our pocket and not do the simplest job which they swore to do.
Well, you got Durham and Barr are looking at information gathered during the investigation, and they have one outcome, right? And then you have Horowitz who's looked at this. He's got a total different other outcome, the IG.
I understand that, but they're actually
I don't get it.
In their decision.
Yeah. No, hear what you're
saying. And here's another thing. I think that we ought to pin those donkeys, to tell you the truth. I'm getting kind of tired of my country being turned into anything else but the United States.
Yeah, they're not. Listen, they don't want the United States. They want the United conglomerate of Democrats. That's really what they want, anyhow.
Absolutely.
Ed, thanks for calling. Ed, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time.
Hey, always. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, again, this is just one of those things that's so tough. Because to Ed's point, there are people that can look at things. Now, come on. In an honest way, you can look at something and come up with two different things. But evidence is evidence. If one group found that the dossier was falsely put together, then the other group should have found the same thing, unless... Well, I don't want to say it. I'll say it on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Site. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. That would be so nice, don't you think? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's just get to it. You know, we've been talking about this pretty much the whole segment, or the whole hour. I know, they've been talking about it all day, too. But when you look at this, when you look at the information, how could possibly two people sit at a table, read the exact same thing, and come up with I said earlier, it happens all the time. It's quote-unquote human nature. Right? But facts are facts. They're hard to refute. Now, the FISA abuse report shows unverified, right? You talk about an unverified dossier, steals. You'd think the FBI would know better. And it was a crucial component in getting the FISA the FISA surveillance warrants. And yet Brennan said they didn't use it for that. Who's lying? Come on. Who is lying? The Crossfire Hurricane Team, great name, they failed to inform officials of a significant information, right, that undercut the application. We can't have that now, can we? Now, Representative Gates, he tweeted something earlier. He said the FISA abuse report shows unverified the Steele dossier was a crucial component. And in the report, when you actually look at what was typed up, it said immediately after the Crossfire Hurricane Team received Steele's election reporting on September 19th, the team reinitiated their discussions to obtain a FISA surveillance warrant. So think about that. Think about what's said. That's plain simple English. You can't screw that up, can you? According to the application, they say, Brennan and team, Comey and team, say immediately after the Crossfire Hurricane Team received Steele's election, well, his dossier, the team reinitiated their discussion and their efforts to obtain a FISA surveillance warrant. So if they did that, if that's the road they went down to do it, and they did it based on Steele's dossier, then Brennan did lie. And Comey lied. So why are they still walking around? Right? If they were Republicans, we'd send a SWAT team to their house at 5:30 in the morning, wouldn't we? Isn't that how it's kind of done? The hypocrisy never stops. And it's never going to stop until we force it. I know it sounds terrible, but until we actually force it on them. Until we actually force them to do the right thing. And you and I both know that ain't going to happen anytime soon, right? Come on, for real. And to some of the emails and, you know, the calls that I get. Talked with Kimberly about it earlier. We've got a problem. We've got a big problem. Because it's getting to the point now where the FBI isn't trusted. Our Department of Justice isn't trusted. That is a scary place to be, don't you think? I don't know if they really are going to get the information. How many more times are we going to have this kind of scenario happen in our lives, in our lifetimes? Now we've gone all the way from Russian collusion. He's a Russian agent, which totally changed the election results. And that's all gone now, right? Now it's just a phone call where it was a quid pro quo thing. I just find all of that really, really amazing. Anyway, so I don't know how, I don't have answers for you. I don't know how you get to the truth anymore. Because at one time I really believed that now under Barr, it has changed tremendously, yes. But are we there yet? Are we truly there yet? Can we expect that Barr's going to be able to make something happen? See, all you need to do is put a half a dozen of these people in jail. Get it over with. Get them in jail. Watch things change dramatically. They will be turning on each other in a heartbeat, don't you think? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, let's just get, you know, the brass tacks here is don't say... The independent voter, and many Americans think that Trump may have done something wrong, which I know is no definite maybe, but they're leaning to the side of not like he definitely didn't do anything wrong, but he may have done something wrong. But the number to impeach him, actually impeach and remove him, is down in the 30s. And those are hardcore Democrats that simply hate him, period. And that's the other thing, too, is a lot of these polls you can't take seriously because they're based on hate. They're not based on truth or evidence or real information. It's strictly based on hate. I mean, Pelosi really, really insulted me the other day. And I would imagine and hope that she insulted many, many, many other Catholics, many, many, many other Christians. It seems the only time she, you know, she has a Catholic card. And every time she decides that she needs that Catholic card, she pulls it out. Right? Again, I find it amazing that people use these things the way they want to, how they want, for the moment that they want. It infuriates me. Anyway, and to think you're going to get truth out of these people, you're out of your mind. It's just not, sorry, but it's just ain't going to happen. About that Pensacola naval shooter. He was infuriated. You ready for this one? I mean, I don't think I can repeat the names I was called as a kid. Never thought of shooting up any place. But anyway, he was infuriated after his instructor nicknamed him Porn Stash. Obviously making a snide reference to his mustache. The Saudi national who killed three people during last week's shooting spree at the Naval Air Station had filed a complaint against one of his instructors. Didn't like the fact that he was calling him Porn Stash. The nickname made him crazy. Mohammed Al-Sharmani, who prepared the document with the help of two American classmates, according to the New York Times, claimed a teacher, James Day, labeled him, the term, at the end of the meteorology class in April. In the complaint, he wrote that Day was asking about 10 students around the room if they had any questions before dismissal. When he turned to Al-Sharmani, they allegedly addressed him as Porn Stash. Now, laughing, he continued to ask, what? Have you not seen a porn star before? Al-Sharmani reportedly wrote the complaint. After he didn't respond, he just let it go. Now, look, I don't know. I know that supposedly the culture, the Islamic culture, is that stuff's taboo. Not supposed to touch, not supposed to do, not supposed to see. But even if it's an irritant, even if it's an insult, when is it okay to grab a gun and go kill somebody? We're seeing this all over the place. When is it okay? The nickname is a reference to the stereotypical that adult male film stars have mustaches that look a little weird. Right? He said, I was infuriated as to why he would do that to me in front of the whole class. See, this is the other thing. Some groups don't get the lightheartedness of all of this. Most of the time, if you let this stuff go and you blow it off, it goes away. And I don't want to hear about, oh, yeah, but all that pent-up anger will make them... I'm not going to do it, but I'm telling you, the stuff that they used to call me in school... I mean, according to Democrats, I should have been well justified in blowing the place up with, you know, 22 or 30 different rifles and handguns, according to them. According to my family and my principals, that was not acceptable. The only time you took a life is when somebody was going to take yours or somebody else's. He had reported it to the CAE USA managers. The New York Times says that the company offered to have Day apologize, but Al-Sharmani rejected that proposal and said he talked with the office in the Navy that handles international students. Citing a person who spoke with Al-Sharmani after he filed a complaint, he wanted him fired, gone, disciplined. That simple. Well, sorry, don't always get what you want, and that doesn't give you the right to shoot the place up, and. And you know what, I agree with some of these people that are pretty much irritated with the Saudis, and irritated with the president giving the Saudis, you know, kudos. It's just sometimes he just doesn't choose the right words. Show me your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up to the break. Now, a lot of crazy stories we're going to deal with when we come back. You'll see the Real Side.